Hello, human family. Let's look at what can we expect from 2023. It depends on where are you in your evolution and what have you been doing in the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years. If you have been focusing more on the material aspect of life, it means you have been focusing on making money, building a business, being more practical, more down to earth. Then in 2023, you will find yourself looking more and more to the sky, asking questions, who am I, why am I here, looking for a deeper connection with the soul. If you are a business person, entrepreneur, then you will be asking yourself questions, is my business sustainable? Are my employees happy and shareholders and clients? Is my product or service truly contributing to the benefits of the larger society? Am I being useful in the society? And the journey for you in 2023 will be around finding answers to those questions, seeing how you can transition in your business, in your life, in your thinking, into a more sustainable, more conscious, more connected, more giving way of living. And that will lead to a greater overall happiness, feeling of fulfillment, purpose, that you belong, to the larger human family, that what you do matters, what your company does matter, that you are helping, that you are here to be part of something much, much bigger than just yourself. And that comes with deep inner peace, joy, and bliss that will transcend in all other aspects of your life. Now, what if for the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years, you, the person who have been focusing more on the metaphysical, you have been asking those questions, who am I and why am I here? You have been on a personal development journey, on what we call spiritual or conscious journey. Then for you, what to expect in 2023? For you, it will be time to learn how to be more grounded, how to focus and understand money, how to be more practical, how to become more down to earth. For you, it will be time perhaps to start in your business or to learn the ways of doing business, to find a way to integrate all that wisdom and knowledge and practices you have accumulated over the years in a very simple, easy to understand and easy to implement way in daily, mundane, simple life. It's all about bringing all of those realizations that you have had over the years into the action. Now it is the time to ask yourself questions. What can I do? What action can I take? How can I embody what I have been learning myself over the years and decades? And find a way to be useful in the society in a very actionable, very practical, very material way. And the same, the outcome will be deep fulfillment and realization that what you have learned is needed. And now it is needed more than ever. People are looking for answers, especially since 2020. The whole world has turned upside down, and people now are looking for ways to elevate themselves. So if you are the person who have been focusing on that for a long time, now it is your time to be engaged with the society through action and very practical ways of implementing the wisdom. And yes, understanding money, learning how to make money, embracing money, it is a very, very big part of the journey. And what if for the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years, you have been doing both. And you have a relatively good mastery of material and metaphysical together. You're elevating your spirit, you're connected to your soul, you're in harmony with the world, and at the same time, you're standing with your feet on the ground. And you are practical, you are connected, you know how to take care of yourself in the material world. Then what to expect for you in 2023? The journey will be all about relationships. Relationships with yourself, relationships with your partner, relationships within the family, relationships with your friends and all other people around you. You will be asking yourself questions about relationships. What connects us? Why are we together? What does it mean relating? What does it mean these days? What aspect of the traditional relating are still valid and useful, and which ones are no longer? What elements would you like to integrate? What elements would you like to expand and perhaps try something absolutely different outside of the box? You will be asking yourself questions, what can we do as a couple in a different way? Redefining the nature of commitment, the nature of marriage, the nature of friendship, and the nature of relationships with yourself. Asking at times difficult, unconventional questions. Doing actions which are outside of the box. Challenging status quo, the boundaries. Testing new things. Trying to figure out who are you in this newly emerging world in relation to people around you. And you can hear this wonderful sound in the background and birds. I am currently in Namibia speaking about relationship, celebrating 10th wedding anniversary with my husband. And we have been talking a lot about it lately, what it means to have committed marriage in the modern days for people who are evolved both metaphysically and materially. And we have had some really, really deep, vulnerable discussions about that. And I'm looking forward to sharing with you insights in one of the next podcast episodes. And for now, I'm just going to leave you here for a moment to reflect for yourself which out of those three groups you feel that you are relating to more at the moment. Are you the material person and now it is time to focus on metaphysical? Are you more a metaphysical person and now it's time to focus more on the material? Or you are a combination of both? And now it is time to focus on the relating. I will be very curious to hear what you have discovered. Feel free to leave your feedback and your realizations in the comments anyway on social media at The Timeless Teachings or Jana Fry. And for now, let's take a deep breath, inhaling. Exhaling, and just spend a moment with yourself, listening to your own inner wisdom.